The 1990s were busy years for the indie rock group The Magnetic Fields. Led by a quirky singer-songwriter, Stephen Merritt, the group released 6 albums, and that included an ambitious 3-CD set of 69 so-called love songs. So far in this decade, The Magnetic Fields have put out only 2 albums. One came out in 2004, and our critic Robert Christgau thinks the second, released today, was well worth the wait.
One reason people love Stephen Merritt is that he's neat. He prefers shapely tunes to messy emotions, which he keeps at an ironic distance while writing in the first person. And though we call The Magnetic Fields a rock band, because what else can we call them? The ukulele he likes to wield isn't exactly built for rocking out. So what will his adoring fans think when they put on the band's new album, Distortion, and hear this? Merritt wanted to finish this album quickly, with the same instrumentation on every song. And he also wanted a contrast with 2004's I, which he describes as self-consciously soft rock. So he turned to one of his favorite rock albums, the Jesus and Mary Chain's 1985 feedback classic, Psycho Candy. I'm sure he's telling the truth about this. He had to try hard to get feedback out of cello and piano. The new album is loud, fast, fuzzy. But there are some differences from Psycho Candy, which sounds like this. That's the Jesus and Mary Chain, talking about walking from A to B to C. They're true formalists, which is why Merritt loves them. Now compare this from Distortion. They come on like squares, then get off like squirrels. I hate California girls, a very Merritt-like turn of phrase, followed by John Woo's guitar rising distinctly from the murk. This is far from neat, but it has a lot more definition and wit than Psycho Candy. And though what I'm about to play is one of Stephen Merritt's livelier turns on Distortion, the lyric would stand out even if it was more muted.
Blue, I gotta get too drunk to dream, because I only dream of you. I gotta get too fried to cry, or I'll be crying all night long. I gotta get too high to sigh, oh my God, where did I go wrong? So why do I get plastered, and why am I so lonely? It's you, you heartless bastard. You're my one and only.
In 1999, the Magnetic Fields arrayed 69 songs about love over 3 CDs, a once-in-a-lifetime opus Stephen Merritt will never match. But to me, this new album he's tossed off has a consistency and weight that's more impressive than any of the other numerous products of his fecundity and facility. It does rock out, and its momentum counterbalances Merritt's typically dour mood, summing up as a duet called Please Stop Dancing that has it both ways.
Please stop dancing in my soul.
Robert Christgau is a contributing editor with Rolling Stone magazine. He reviewed the new album from The Magnetic Fields called Distortion.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.